请我们大家一起来翻开圣经马可福音第一章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
马可福音第一章十四节。
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
这个施洗约翰啊，他是一个非常公义、有正义的人。
John the Baptist, yeah, he was a very righteous, very upright person.
当时叙利王他做了一件不对的事情。
And at time, King Herod, he did something quite wrong.
那这个施洗约翰呢，他勇敢的来指责这个叙利王的错误。
And John was bold in pointing out the mistake of the King Herod.
所以啊，他被下在监牢里。
And that is why he was put into prison.
甚至他后来被这个处死。
And even at the end, he was beheaded.
这个做一个公义的人啊，常常需要勇敢。
So to be a righteous person oftentimes requires courage.
基督徒应该就是一个非常公义的人。
And as a Christian, we should be a righteous person.
所以我们常常求主耶稣赐给我们勇气。
And so we ask our Lord to give us courage.
所以我们才能够说应该说的话，做应该做的事。
So we can say the right things and do the right things.
这里也谈到主耶稣就来到加利利，开始来宣传神的福音。
And here tells us that Jesus came to Galilee to preach the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom.
主耶稣带来好的消息。
And so Jesus brings forward the good tidings.
这是真理的福音。
So this is the gospel of truth.
这是真实的、切实的，不用推测，不用猜测。
And this is real, and this is true. There is no need to guess or to think about.
这是每一个人所需要的。
And this is also something everyone needs.
这是一个让人充满着盼望的福音。
And this is a gospel that is full of hope.
这不是那种人常常知道一些事实。我们人常常会知道一些结果跟事实。
And sometimes we human beings we know about some results or the ending of things.
那这也常常成为一个人很失望的一个很绝望的一个事实。
And oftentimes this also become a very hopeless situation for the people.
因为我们没有那个能力去改变那个结果或者事实。
Because we do not have the ability or capability to change the outcome or the end.
但是主耶稣的福音让我们不是无助的，是让我们能够去突破那个困难。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ is to help us overcome and break through that difficulty.
这个好消息就是平安的好消息。
And this good tidings is the gospel of peace.
人常常在冲突当中、分裂当中而失去平安。
Often in our struggle, in the conflicts, we will lose our peace.
主耶稣的福音让我们能够胜过这些冲突跟分裂。
But the gospel of Christ will allow us to overcome these conflicts or struggles.
这也是充满着应许的福音。
And this is also a gospel that is full of promises.
神不是只是要求我们要这样要那样的神。
The Lord God is not a God that only requires to do this or to do that.
事实上，这一位神是给予的神。
In fact, this God is a God who gives.
我们领受福音的人我们就是在领受应许的人。
And those of us who receive the gospel are those who receive the promise.
这也是永生的福音。
And this is also the gospel of everlasting life.
让人能够超越了地上的生命。
So that human beings can overcome and surpass the life on earth.
让我们拥有天上的生命。
So that we may have life in the heavenly kingdom.
这也是救赎的福音。
This is also the gospel of salvation.
让我们能够拥有得胜自由的人生。
So that we may have a victorious and free life.
马可福音一章十五节。
Let's read Mark chapter 1, verse 15.
主耶稣说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
And Jesus said the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
对当时的犹太人来讲，这个神的国啊，就是所谓的主的日子。
At that time, for the Jewish people, the day of the Lord is the day, the kingdom of God is the day of the Lord.
那所谓主的日子啊，就是那个审判的日子。
And the day of the Lord refers to the judgment day.
就是这个作恶的受到审判刑罚，为善的得到奖赏。
That is, those evildoers will be receive their punishment, and those who do good will receive their reward.
就是神介入人的生活里头。
That is, God has intervened into the life of human beings.
是的，神要介入人的历史里头。
And it's true that God will intervene in the human history.
就是借着主耶稣基督。
That is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
他先带来了是给世人的这个救恩。
So he, through him, he brought salvation to the human race.
然后才会有他再来末日的审判。
And then will be followed by his coming, that is the judgment day.
所以主耶稣说神的国近了。
So Jesus said that the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣带来救恩的日子已经到了。
For the day of Lord Jesus Christ bringing us the salvation is at hand.
所以主耶稣说人们应当悔改，要信这个福音。
Therefore Jesus said that we have to repent and believe in this gospel.
人需要改变自己的心意。
As human beings, we have to change and transform our hearts.
来接受，来相信主耶稣。
To accept and receive Lord Jesus Christ.
就是照着主耶稣所说的去做。
That is to follow what Lord Jesus Christ has instructed us to do.
16节
In verse 16.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
And he, as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
17节，耶稣对他们说来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
17, Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
18节，他们立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And 18, they immediately left their nets and followed him.
主耶稣开始展开他在地上的工作。
So Jesus began his work on earth.
这是一个很重要、很伟大的工作。
This is a very important and very difficult task.
这个工作要继续的、持续的、不断的进行。
And this task has to continue, to be carried forward.
这是一个很大的工作，所以主耶稣要有很多的人来帮助他。
It is, such a great work, therefore Lord Jesus Christ required many people to help him.
所以这里我们看到主耶稣开始来呼召他的门来呼召门徒。
So we see here in the beginning, Lord Jesus Christ, are calling for his disciples.
这里首先所碰到的是这个西门和他的兄弟安德烈。
So first of all, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew.
事实上，在这个之前，他们这两个人就曾经跟主耶稣见过面。
In fact, prior to this, these two people has already met Lord Jesus.
那在这一次，主耶稣很慎重的来邀请他们说来跟从我。
And this time, very carefully, Lord Jesus Christ extended an invitation for them to follow him.
这里说到彼得这个西门跟安德烈他们正在捕鱼。
And here says, Simon, which is Peter, and Andrew, they were fishing.
就在他们做他们日常的这个工作的时候，主耶稣来呼召他们。
As they are doing their daily work, Lord Jesus Christ called them.
主耶稣说来跟从我。
Jesus said, follow me.
我要让你们得人如得鱼。
And for I will make you become fishers of men.
主耶稣有那一种的这个吸引力。
So Jesus has this kind of attraction.
所以这两个人他们就凭着信心 他们就来跟随主耶稣。
So these two people, upon by their faith, they came and followed Lord Jesus.
那这个跟随主耶稣的当中有一个很重要的意义。
In following the Lord Jesus, there is a very important meaning.
有一个很重要的应许，主耶稣说：“我要让你们得人如得鱼。”
There is an important promise. Jesus said that he will make them fishers of men.
今天我们也常常来提到说我们要 跟随主耶稣。
And today we often mention we need to come to follow the Lord Jesus.
甚至在我们赞美诗里头有好几首呢都跟这个跟随主耶稣有关。
And even in the hymnals we have, we sing, there are many hymns that relates to following the Lord.
作为一个基督徒跟随主耶稣是非常重要的一件事情。
And as a Christian, to follow the Lord, it is something very important for us.
所以从这一段里头我们再一次的来思考一下什么是跟从主耶稣。
So from this passage, that is once again think about what does it mean to follow the Lord?
当然有一个很重要的先决条件，就是这两个人他们就舍了他们的网。
And of course, there's a four requirement is that these two people, they immediately left their nets.
舍了网，他们才能够有时间来跟随耶稣。
Only when they have given up their nets, do they have time to follow the Lord.
今天我们也必须先舍了我们的网，我们才能够来跟随主耶稣。
So today, we also need to put aside our nets, before we can come follow the Lord.
我们要跟随主耶稣，我们无论如何，我们都必须要腾出时间来。
If we want to follow the Lord, does that matter what we do? We have to find the time.
所以我们必须要从我们生活当中，我们来做一些的调整，我们要来牺牲，来拿掉一些时间。
Therefore, we have to make some sacrifices or make some time, for the Lord.
那什么是跟随主耶稣？
So what does it mean to follow the Lord?
从这里我想我们可以来看到三个层面。
And I believe from this passage, we can find three aspects.
我们要跟从主耶稣与人的接触。
First of all, we have to follow the Lord, to have the relationship with men.
主耶稣所带来的福音就是要给人的，对象就是人。
The gospel of the Lord Jesus is to be given to people.
所以我们看到主耶稣他总是不断的在跟人接触。
Therefore, we see often Jesus, come in contact with all kinds of people.
我们可以说主耶稣他喜爱人们。
We can say Lord Jesus Christ, he loves everyone.
所以他也花时间在人的身上。
Therefore, he would spend time with the people.
这两个都必须存在。
And so these two points, these aspects has to exist.
我们可以说我们也很喜爱人们，但是我们不一定拿得出时间来。
We can say that we love people, but we may not necessarily have time.
那这种喜爱人们呢，就不完整，不完全。
Then this kind of love, for the people is not complete.
主耶稣他接触贫穷的人，他也接触富足的人。
And Jesus also, come in contact with those who are very wealthy and those also who are very poor.
主耶稣接触青年人，他也接触老年人。
And Jesus, come in contact with the young and also the old.
主耶稣接触那些在社会当中受人欢迎的人。
And Jesus come in contact with those, who are welcome in the society.
主耶稣也接触那些被社会所摒弃所排斥的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ also draw close to those, who are forsaken by the society.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 15.
十五节，妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw."
这是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
So we know this is the Samaritan woman.
这是一个犹太人所轻视的一个所不愿意来往的一个。一个种族。
And so this is a race, the Israelites, they would not come in contact with.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人啊，也在她的生活当中啊，她也是遭受人来指责指点的。
And this Samaritan woman was also live a life that people would have words against her.
那所以啊，她常常是想办法的来避开人们。
Therefore, she thinks of various ways to escape the eyes of the others.
但是主耶稣却来就近她。
But then Jesus Christ drew closer to her.
主耶稣愿意来帮助她来改变她的生活。
Jesus was willing to help her to transform her life.
再请看约翰福音第三章。
And it's same thing in John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章第二节
John chapter 3 verse 2
第二节这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比我知道你是由神那里来做师父的因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行
And this man came to Jesus by night and said to him Rabbi we know that you are a teacher come from God a teacher come from God for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
这是一个犹太人的官。
So this is a Jewish official.
那这个人他是被描写特别是在晚上来见耶稣。
And especially mentioned here, he came by night.
或许他想要能够很单独安静的跟主耶稣来谈话。
Perhaps he wanted to have a quiet and peaceful moment with the Lord.
但是也很有可能他心中其实是存着对周遭人们的那一种这个防备甚至害怕。
But the other possibility is that he is probably trying to hide from the views of others and try to protect himself.
因为这个人他是法利赛人。
Because this is a Pharisee.
因为绝大部分的法利赛人，他们是不接纳耶稣的。
Majority of the Pharisees, they do not accept Lord Jesus.
绝大部分的法利赛人，他们是反对耶稣，甚至要逼迫耶稣的。
And majority of the Pharisees, they are against Lord Jesus, and they are even persecuting the Lord Jesus.
所以他更应该是存着一个防备、害怕的心理来找耶稣。
So with a fearful heart, a heart to protect himself, he came to look for the Lord.
主耶稣也见他，也很认真的来跟他谈话。
And Jesus accepted him and also talked to him, seriously.
请再看路加福音十九章。
Turn to also Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音十九章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
十九章第五节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 5.
第五节，耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。”
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house."
这个撒该啊，他是一个有权柄。有钱的人。
And Zacchaeus was a person with authority and with lots of wealth.
但是在生活当中，他却在很多层面上面，他是很贫穷的。
And however, in his life, in many of his different aspects, he was quite poor.
所以啊，他只想说看看主耶稣。
So all he wants, was to just take a look at the Lord.
但是主耶稣却很主动的。来就近他。
But Lord Jesus Christ, out of his own initiative, he drew close to Zacchaeus.
主耶稣甚至说我愿意住到你家里去。
And Jesus even say and mentioned, I am willing to stay at your house.
我们所提到的这些例子啊，都是主耶稣去跟愿意接触他们，而他们也接受了主耶稣。
And all these examples we turn to are initiated by Lord Jesus Christ, and they are willing to also accept the Lord.
但是事实上，主耶稣已经一定是接触了更多的人。
But in fact, we know Lord Jesus Christ has touched, come in contact with many other kinds of people.
那也有很多的人，他们是拒绝了主耶稣。
And there are many people who rejected the Lord.
在圣经里头，大部分是记载了这些。愿意接受的人。
In the Bible, we recorded majority of those people who accepted the Lord.
我们一直要记得说，在那个时候，其实有很多的人，他们是不接纳主耶稣， 甚至是反对主耶稣的。
And we also have to remember at that time, there are many who rejected the Lord and even opposed the Lord.
啊，但是无论如何，主耶稣他很愿意的来接触每一个人。
But does not matter what had happened, Lord Jesus Christ was willing to draw close to everyone.
啊，所以今天我们也应该跟随主耶稣这种爱众人的这种心。
Therefore, today we also have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, His heart of loving all kinds of people.
啊，那其实这是一个我们要追求的一个很高的一个境界。
And in fact, this is a very high standard that all of us that we must try to pursue.
请看彼得后书的第一章。
Turn to Second Peter chapter one.
彼得后书第一章第七节。
Second Peter chapter one verse seven。
第七节，有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love。
啊，这个除了爱弟兄之外，还要加上爱，就是要爱众人。
And so, other than to having this brotherly kindness, we need to have love. That is to love everyone.
那我们知道这是彼得在勉励我们说，有了一个项目，还要再加上一个项目，到最后呢，就是爱，爱众人。
And so, this is what Peter has told us that we need to have one thing upon the other. In the end, it is love. That is to love everyone.
所以这个是最高。最后最高的。
So this is the final stage, the highest level.
我们要不断的来灵修，来长进，我们才有办法真正的爱弟兄姐妹。
We have to spiritually cultivate ourselves so that we can eventually love all of the brothers and sisters.
那不但爱弟兄姐妹，还要加上爱众人。
Not only that we love brothers and sisters alone, we have to love everyone else.
是的，我们每一天很多的时候，我们接触很多的人。
It's true that in our daily lives we will come in contact with many different people.
啊，但是常常我们的爱还没有达到这个爱众人。
But however, oftentimes our love does not expand to the level that we love everyone.
哦，所以我们需要不断的来提醒，我们要跟随主耶稣。
Therefore, we need to remind ourselves. We need to continue to follow the Lord.
啊，什么是跟随主耶稣
？So what does it mean to follow the Lord?
啊，我们跟从主耶稣在十字架上的那一种怜悯。
We need to follow the Lord that the mercy the Lord has expressed on the cross.
请看路加福音二十三章。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章二十四。三十四节。
Gospel Luke chapter 23 verse 34.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就捻揪昏他的衣服。
Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots.
在这里所记载的是主耶稣已经被钉在十字架上。
And so this is when Lord Jesus Christ was already crucified on the cross.
这是圣经里头记载着主耶稣在十字架上的第一句话。
And this is the very first statement the Bible recorded about what Lord Jesus Christ has said.
他对十字架底下这些人啊，对这些钉他的人，他求天父来赦免他们。
And toward the people who crucified him underneath the cross, Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Heavenly Father to forgive them.
他在十字架上，在受苦的当中，他充满着怜悯。
And while he was suffering on the cross, he was still full of mercy.
因为他的怜悯，所以在十字架上。他又救了一条灵魂。
Because of his mercy, therefore, while he was on the cross, he saved another soul.
请看四十二节。
Verse 42.
这个人就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
And then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
当时跟主耶稣同一起钉十字架的还有另外两个强盗。
At the same time, there were two robbers who were also crucified on the cross with the Lord.
当中有一个强盗，他发觉自己实在是一个罪人。
Among one of them, he knows that he is indeed a sinner.
他已经要死在十字架上了。
He is about to die on the cross.
他永远没有办法 来改变所有的事实。
He will never have the opportunity to change any of his life.
他也没有一个重新再来的机会。
He has no chance to start over.
但是他遇见了主耶稣。
But he met the Lord.
他遇见了同样在十字架上受苦的主耶稣。
He met the Lord who was also suffering on the cross.
他求主耶稣能够纪念他。
And he asked the Lord Jesus to remember him.
他希望主耶稣能够赦免他，能够接纳他。
He hoped that the Lord will forgive him, will accept him.
受苦的主耶稣仍然充满着怜悯。
And the Lord who is already suffering is still full of mercy.
他并不忽略这个强盗最后的呼求。
And he does not neglect this sinful person's last request.
43节
Verse 43,
耶稣对他说我实在告诉你今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And Jesus said to him, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
在十字架上的主耶稣不但受苦而且是受羞辱。
And the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, not only he suffers, he was also mocked.
但是他却仍然爱着人们。
But still he loves everyone.
所以我们相信主耶稣的爱是超越的。
Therefore, we believe the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is all surpassing.
主耶稣的爱啊，他一定能够够得到每一个罪人。
And that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ will be able to reach every sinner.
在我们来看呢，每一个人都是充满着很大的不可能来接受主耶稣。
From our standpoint, many people We see that it is impossible for them to accept the Lord.
有些人真的是太坏了，所以我们想他不会接受主耶稣。
In our eyes, we see some people are so bad that they would not accept the Lord.
有些人呢，他实在是太好了，所以啊，他很有可能他觉得他不需要主耶稣。
And some people, they are so good, perhaps they do not feel that they would need Lord Jesus.
有很多的人更是非常的平凡、平顺。所以在他生活当中他根本好像是没有那个需要 去太在意所谓的信仰。
And there are so many people who are very ordinary and who are, their life is also smooth, and it seems that they had no need of the Lord Jesus in their life.
所以在我们人来看真的每一个人都是充满着太大的不可能。
So from our eyes, we see that it is always impossible for people to come to believe.
但是从圣经来看，我们也知道，无论是谁，他都是罪人。
But from the Bible, we also know, does not matter who they are all sinners.
当然，我们必须相信主耶稣的爱是超越的。
And we have to believe, that the love of the Lord is all surpassing.
他的爱可以达到每一个罪人。
And that his love will be able to reach, every single person.
所以保罗说这个得救是本乎恩，因着信。
And therefore, Paul tells us that salvation is by grace and through faith.
主耶稣的爱啊，就是让人领受救恩的保证。
And the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is the guarantee for us to accept salvation.
主耶稣的爱啊，就是整个这个福音的中心。
And the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is the center, the central theme of the gospel.
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以他的福音对每一个人来讲都是好消息。
Because of the grace of God, his salvation is a good gospel to everyone.
因为主耶稣的恩惠啊，所以每一个人都有机会。
And because of God's grace,Every one of us have a chance.
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以每一个人他都有得救的可能。
And because of the grace of the Lord, everyone has a possibility to obtain salvation.
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以每一个人都有领受平安的可能。
Because of the grace of the Lord, every one of us has the opportunity to receive peace.
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以每一个人他都可以去有可能去尝到神的爱。
Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us has a possibility to taste, the love of God.
因为主耶稣的恩惠，所以每一个人他都有可能去得着永生。
Because of the grace of the Lord, everyone has an opportunity to obtain eternal life.
所以什么叫做跟随主耶稣在十字架上的怜悯
？Therefore, what is meant to follow the Lord, the mercy of the Lord on the cross？
其实我们的爱、我们的怜悯是很有限的。
In fact, our love and our mercy they are also very limited。
对我们来讲啊，我们努力去做人跟主耶稣之间的桥梁。这就是一个很大的怜悯。
If we can exert all we can to become a bridge between other people and the Lord, this would be the greatest love and mercy we can extend.
主耶稣他邀请我们来做桥梁。
And so Jesus Christ has already invited us to be that bridge.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse 18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与神和好，又将欠人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
And now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us ministry of reconciliation.
今天我们借着主耶稣都已经跟神和好。
And today, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all reconciled to God.
那我们也领受了这一个职分。
We also have been given this ministry.
让我们成为桥梁来让人跟主耶稣和好。
So that we can become the bridge, so that people through us can be reconciled to God.
十九节
，verse 19，
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
And that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
这里再一次的强调，这个工作，这个职分。是托付了我们。
And here once again emphasize that this task has been committed to us.
二十节
，verse 20。
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们欠你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
And now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
保罗他甚至用了。这个使者大使这样的一个字眼
And Paul even used this word ambassador
所以我们跟随主耶稣就是我们做好这个桥梁的工作
So if we want to follow the Lord we had to do this task of becoming the bridge
在跟人相处接触的当中我们常常记得用爱来跟人相处
And to in our relationship with people, in our contacts with them, we have to remember to use love as our foundation, as the relationship.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children.
我们都是神的儿女。
All of us, we are the children of God.
所以我们要效法神。
Therefore, we need to imitate the Lord.
第二节也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
In verse 2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
所以第二节就说那我们就要走在爱中。
And so verse 2 tells us, therefore we need to walk in love.
在跟人的相处当中，总是想到要用爱来做出发。
That in our contacts with people, we always start with love.
就借着我们这小小的爱，让人来接触到主耶稣那很大的爱。
Through our very small act of love.Other people can begin to experience the great love of God.
所以这是一个非常宝贵的一个职分。
So this is a very precious status.
每一个人都需要主耶稣的大爱。
For everyone requires the love, the great love of God.
那主耶稣让这件事情必须要借着我们，通过我们的小爱来成全。
And Jesus Christ is choosing to go through us so that this love can be complete.
什么叫做跟从主耶稣
？So what does it mean to follow the Lord？
啊，我们要跟随主耶稣那一种专注于他的使命。
We have to follow the Spirit that He focuses all His effort on His mission。
我们已经说到，我们领受了这一个让人跟神和好的职分。
We have mentioned that we have been given the ministry to reconcile people to God。
我们就必须要去专注于这一个使命。
Therefore, we need to focus our effort on this ministry。
就好像主耶稣他专注于他来到世界上的使。
Just as Lord Jesus Christ, He focuses His life in the ministry, in His life.
请看约翰福音第四章
John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章三十四节
John chapter 4, verse 34.
三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work."
主耶稣用食物来表达他对他的使命的这一种专注。
And Jesus utilized the example of food to show us his focus on his work.
食物是每一天都需要的。
And food is something we need to take every day.
食物是生活当中不可少的。
And food is something we do not lack in our life.
那主耶稣对他的使命就好像那个重要那个。那个需要就像每一天的食物一样。
And Jesus toward his mission, is likened to food, as so very important, so very necessary.
哦，是每一天他都在留意着他的使命。
And every day he is paying attention to this mission.
啊，每一天他总想要做一些什么事情。
And every day he wants to do some things.
请再看约翰福音第六章。
And so John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章三十八节
John chapter 6 verse 38
三十八节因为我从天上降下来不是要按自己的意思行乃是要按那差我来者的意思行
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will but the will of him who sent me
主耶稣对他的使命是非常的清楚的
So Jesus was very clear about his mission
所以他很执着的很专注的要来完成他的使命。
So he insists upon and carefully wanted to finish and complete his work.
那今天我们对我们所领受的使命也是同样的是很清楚的。
And today we are also very clear about the mission we all have been entrusted.
尤其主耶稣复活要升天之前对门徒又特别的交代
Especially Lord Jesus Christ when he resurrected he said this again to his disciples
说使万民来做我的门徒
That he had to make people the nation my disciples
所以今天我们的使命也是非常的清楚的
Therefore today our mission is also very clear
所以我们跟随主耶稣专注于我们的使命
Therefore if we follow the Lord JesusThen we will focus on our mission.
所以从这几点来看，想想看，我们是否跟随了主耶稣
？So from all these different aspects, let us think about whether or not we are following the Lord Jesus.
是的，在生活当中，我们总是愿意接触许许多多的人。
It's true that in our daily lives, we're willing to come in contact with all kinds of different people.
是的，在生活当中，我们也总是。努力的用主耶稣的爱要来爱别人。
And it's true that we try in our daily lives try to love all the other people.
是的，我们在信仰的道路上面，我们也常常在提起这个传福音的事情。
And it is true that in our daily lives often we'll mention about the mission to preach the gospel.
那我们少了什么
？So what are we lacking?
我想就是差那么一点点。
I believe we're just that one little bit short.
就是很简单的做个邀请。
That is, all we have to do is just to make an invitation.
下个礼拜就是我们的灵恩布道会。
And next week, it is our evangelical service.
让我们再想想看。
Let us think about this.
有哪些人我们是应该给他邀请一下。
Who are the people whom we could invite?
既然 这些人是我们所接触过的，我们所认识的。
And since these people are those who we come in contact with, whom we know,
可能就是一通的电话。
Perhaps it just requires a telephone call,
或者是刻意的跟他碰个面。
Or that we especially find time to meet them,
我们应该也还剩下很多的邀请卡。
And that we still really have a lot of invitation cards,
就做个邀请。
That is make an invitation.
我们成为一个真正跟随主耶稣的人。
So now we all can become the true followers of Christ.
就加上这个邀请，让我们的跟随是更完全。
So we can add upon this a little bit of imitation that our following of the Lord can be complete.
唱诗112首。
Let us sing hymn number 112.